Edgar Casey first came to public attention because of his seemingly inexplicable ability to enter into a trance-like state and diagnose illnesses and prescribe cures, very often for people he'd never even seen, let alone examined. By 1923, he'd been giving these psychic readings for over 20 years. However, in all of that time, he'd never once mentioned astrology. In 1923, a man by the name of Arthur Lammers came to Casey and asked for a different kind of reading. He wanted information on his astrological horoscope. Well, Casey made no promises, but agreed to enter his trance state and allow Lammers to ask whatever questions he liked. When that reading was finished, Casey awoke to discover that he'd given Lammers a description of his mental and spiritual character by making references not only to astrological terminology, but also by going into specific detail about the influences of previous lives that Mr. Lammers had lived on Earth, and the effects of the time between incarnations spent dwelling in non-earthly planes or dimensions. This was astounding, not only because of the unique perspective Casey gave to astrology, but also for the very fact that he mentioned it at all. In waking life, Edgar Casey was a devoted Christian. He was a professional photographer who loved to teach Sunday school. He had no background in astrology, philosophy, or ancient history, other than his study of the Bible. Although he had, over the years, come to accept and trust his gift of psychic healing, what was he to make of this new kind of information? In a reading given just after the one for Lammers, the question was asked, quote, "Is it proper for us to study the effects of the planets on our lives in order to better understand our tendencies and inclinations as influenced by the planets?" Unquote. The answer came through from the trance state. Quote, "When studied aright, very, very, very much so. How aright then? In that influence as is seen in the influence of the knowledge already obtained by mortal man. Give more of that into the lives, giving the understanding that the will must be the ever-guiding factor to lead man on, ever upward." Unquote. Question, quote, "In what way should astrology be used to help man live better in the present physical plane?" Answer, quote, "In that which the position of the planets give the tendencies in a given life, without reference to the will." Unquote. These excerpts are from the first two of a new kind of Casey reading that became known as life readings. From 1923 until his death in 1945, Edgar Casey gave nearly 2,000 life readings. Unlike his psychic diagnoses, these readings addressed the larger questions of life. Questions like, who am I? What is my purpose in life? And how do I fulfill my destiny? Almost all of them refer to the astrological or planetary influences and the effect of previous lives. Now, even though Edgar Casey was personally able to come to terms with what would seem a conflict with his traditional Christian beliefs, why should you give any credence to such a suspect pseudoscience as astrology? After all, hardly anyone pours a libation of wine on the altar of Zeus anymore, and astrology is completely wrapped up in the Greco-Roman gods and mythologies. If you don't believe that a pantheon of gods controls the affairs of humankind, why should you believe that their planetary namesakes have any influence over your life? From the perspective of this tape, the answer is twofold. First, you need to understand the power of symbols. Psychiatrist Carl Jung identified these as cross-cultural archetypes coming from the universal unconscious, which we'll deal with a little later in this tape. But by far, the most persuasive argument for seriously considering astrology as it is used in the Edgar Casey readings is very simply the source itself. Edgar Casey didn't read a few books on astrology and then one day start doing people's horoscopes. Casey entered into a trance-like state. And while in that state, he was able to draw upon a vast source of information called the Akashic Record. He was not making up the best answer he could. He was being a conduit, a channel, providing information that was appropriate to the questions posed. his source of information, this Akashic record, that made use of astrological terminology, was exactly the same source that for 20 years had been providing Casey with psychic diagnoses that had astounded medical science. Edgar Casey was able to go into a trance state and correctly diagnose illnesses for people. He needed no more information than the person's name and his or her location at the time the reading was given. Not only that, but he prescribed cures and remedies, sometimes with quite unorthodox ingredients. Many people were completely cured of diseases which conventional medicine considered to be incurable, and he did this on literally thousands of occasions. If the same source that gave Edgar Casey the information for his correct psychic diagnoses also gave him astrological information, it's no wonder that Edgar Casey and those close to him came to accept what the readings had to say about astrology. For the same reasons, you should give serious consideration to the amazing revelations that came through